up the internet's overlooking universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time it may be where you are, we are glad you have joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by CheapLubes.com. That's CheapLubes.com, the one-stop shop on the internet for all your personal lubrication needs. Make sure you check out all the big specials they have going over there, and don't forget to use the checkout code DIPLUS. Well, hello, everyone. I'm apparently Big Fatty on this crappy microphone, but I am joined this week, as always, by the incomparable and strangely fully clothed Adam Burns. Hi, Adam.
I'm always fully clothed. Hello, Mr. Brewer.
Hello.
Somehow I feel like I should be saying, hello, lovies.
You should. You should burp right now and tell me what it is.
That was the buffet from 5 days ago. So a little explanation as to why I sound this way, which I hope it is not hideous, but...
You don't have the whatever piece of equipment that actually makes you sound like a professional broadcaster.
That's right. No, I have a lot of those pieces of equipment. However, the most vital one being my mixer did not survive the trip unscathed. When I got back home and was editing everybody else's shows, I had hooked up the mixer to do some quick voiceover stuff. And the only thing my mixer will emit right now is a loud, constant buzzing noise on all channels. So it's pretty much dead. So,
well, I, on the other hand, still sound fabulous as usual. I don't think anyone will notice. What's going to happen over the next few weeks is, you know, we started out really crappy with the live show because that was totally overmodulated and, like, right, you know, all this other stuff. The only thing audio-wise that I thought was really good about the live show was that we had all this applause and laughter,
right,
which we don't normally have. And if I had had time, I was actually going to cut out that, you know, some of the parts where people were laughing and stuff so that we would have a little laugh track for future episodes. So when we say something that we think is incredibly funny,
right,
we can just, you know, remember the audience laughing at us, and we can point to it and say, see there, people do find us amusing.
Right. Well, you know, I was thinking about this today, because if there's two, and this is going to sound really arrogant, but it's not meant that way. If there are two people technically inclined enough to figure out how we could actually get a live studio audience while still doing a Google Hangout, it would be us. So what we need to try to figure out over, not tonight, but what we need to figure out technically is how we can record our own tracks separately, yet still have people join us on the show. Because let me tell you, I don't know if you remember the good old days of DI Plus, or excuse me, the good old days of DI, when we had the call-in component to the show, and we would say something on the show, and then we would go to the caller, and they would be responding for whatever we had said. So not only were we live streaming, but we were taking phone calls. I really like that aspect of us doing the live show in Vegas, was while we were doing our normal show, people walked up to the microphone and interjected into it. Now, that would be really fun in a Google Hangout if we could keep people muted until they wanted to say something and they could, like, raise their hand and we could unmute them.
Well, I know exactly how we could do it.
Okay. How?
So I listen to this other radio show, or this other podcast that they do a version of a radio show, right?
Yes.
So they have a call-in component to their show, and they have a Skype number, which is not all that expensive to get. I mean, I'd get a Skype number, right? And people actually call the Skype number, or if they're on Skype, they can just, like, call that Skype. But Skype evidently now will let you receive multiple calls and choose which one you want to answer. So
well,
I think
wait.
That might be, because I have another computer. I have a third computer.
Right. Well,
so
what you need to figure out then is how we on Google Hangout can see the video from Skype, and how that person on Skype separately can see the two of our video sent back to it.
Oh, you want to be able to see the video of the person as well.
Right. Because, you know, this is 2020. This is 2011. What is this? 1968.
Well,
who are you suddenly? Suddenly, you're Dr. West Stone.
We're not putting out a video podcast at the moment, so it would only be for our benefit.
No, but I love the idea of someone being able to just raise their hand that we can see down in the little thumbnail, and then we know to unmute them to hear what they had to say.
Oh, I see. Anyway, well, I kind of liked the aspect of it being an actual caller so that I could hang up on them.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because, you know, when we were done with them, just, you know, hit the hang up button. Okay, moving right along, you know.
Well, we could, if you just want to do the calling thing, we can always go back to using the Blog Talk Radio that we used to use, which will provide them with a phone number. So, but anyway, we can talk about that later. But what I did want to talk about was Pride 48, obviously, and just how overwhelmed I was by how great everybody was, how much fun it was, how smoothly everything went. If you were there and I didn't acknowledge you, or I wasn't as social with you as I would have liked or you would have liked, it was not personal. It was just there were so many things going on that we were trying to
No, to that's keep because going. You're an asshole.
Right. Well, it's well established that I'm an asshole, but no, if I have one regret from the weekend, it would be that I didn't get to socialize with people as much as I would have liked to. But I really, really had a great time, and thanks so much to everyone that was there.
I thought the socializing that you and I had in that closet that, you know, for that 5 or 10
minutes. We're not supposed to talk about that.
Sorry.
10 minutes? It was more like 20.
Well,
you're a young man. You have a lot of stamina.
Well, I wasn't counting. It was all so blissful. I completely lost track of the time. It could have been hours, you know. I was in a daze for the rest of the weekend. It was so glorious. Yeah, yes.
But I wanted to single someone out specifically because it was a brand new show that I had never heard of, but it sounded like something that, and I've been listening to a couple of his episodes. So it's called Musings of a Tech Writer. And of course, you know, I am a technical person. So that was immediately of interest to me, not to mention that Mark, the host of that, was incredibly attractive. So Mark from writing Musings of a Tech Writer, you have a new fan.
He didn't broadcast though.
No, he didn't. But if you listen to his latest show, which was recorded after Pride 48, he is definitely planning on doing it next year. So, well, he said he has some plans in the works and he's thinking about doing it. But I'm just telling you right now, Mark, we want to see you and hear you next year.
And since he is very attractive, we have started a tradition that some of the podcasters have to either get nude on other people's shows or they have to broadcast in a jock strap.
Or there's a third option, which is you can, you know, just meet with me privately. So
well, I don't know who all did that over the weekend, but I'm just saying I was requested to get nude on Big Gay Sex Show, and Wes, Gay Country Wes, broadcasted from his jock strap. So
yes, I was sitting right next to him in his jock strap. A couple of business things, so I want to get out of the way before we bore everyone to tears. There's a new blog over at Pride 48. So if you go to the main page, you click on the blog link, that's where we're going to try to keep people up to date with our new State of the Station stuff. So if you go over there now, there's a lovely little thank you letter from Adam and I to all of you guys and telling you about the upcoming State of the Station stuff that we're going to do to talk about the future. And if you get a chance, listen to Gay Life of a Country Boy, Wes's program, when he posted it from Vegas, because about the last 10 minutes of their show, I sat down with them and kind of shared some of the ideas of what we're going to be doing on Pride48.com in the future. But all in all, it's all really hugely fun stuff and great stuff. And again, none of this would be possible without the listeners and the other shows and everybody who makes Pride 48 what it is. And thanks to everyone. And I'll shut up now.
Well, actually, the letter is from you, not from Adam and you.
Well, what is it? But it does say Adam and I. And do you not see right there where Adam and I both sincerely thank you?
It says at the bottom, signed Daniel.
That's after the first part is from you and I. The bottom part is all from me. Because that's actually quite fitting when you get right down to it, that the bottom part is from me.
I wasn't going to say anything about that.
You know, as America's new podcasting power couple, I am the bottom.
How sore are you after last night?
I'm very sore after last night, but that's a topic for another day. You know what? As I mentioned earlier, we are, you know, technically minded people, and we enjoy that kind of thing, right? I mean, that's why we set up the whole streaming stuff and getting people involved in it in the first place, because we enjoy technology. We enjoy playing with new things. So I thought it might be fun to maybe talk about what we learned in Vegas.
I learned that we need to listen to Nice Cast.
That's right.
And, you know, silly me, I just assumed that you listened before.
And I thought you listened, yeah.
You know what? Because I was thinking, I was sitting there, one of the shifts that I took running the audio, and I thought, I wonder if he has listen to the levels that are actually going to the stream, because I right. seem to recall that when I used to do live streaming, that no matter what it looked like on my mixer, even if it looked like I was in the green,
yeah.
Which means I'm a good level, for those of you who don't know, green's good, yellow's iffy, and red is bad. If you're in the green, you know, it's all good. But I had noticed in streaming that even if I was in the green, depending on the volume settings on my computer,
yeah.
the actual stream volume could be louder or softer than that. So
yeah.
I remember sitting there thinking, I wonder if he checked that.
And that's exactly what happened. And not that it's an excuse, but we didn't get access to the broadcast room until noon on Friday, and we had to stream out starting at 4 p.m. So we had 4 hours to get everything from out of suitcases, unpacked, lugged up there, and set up and tested. And that was just one of the things that fell through the cracks. And none of us thought to listen to it really until we got back here and I started separating out everybody's show. So I do apologize. They came across the stream a bit overmodulated, and I'm kicking myself because I have a limiter compressor that I wanted to bring, but I was already so overpacked that I decided against it. But God, that would have made so much of a difference to have that limiter compressor there. So I guarantee you next year we will have limiter compressors
now,
coming out to Vegas.
Just to clarify, though, would you have hooked that up between the mics and the mixer, or between the mixer and the streaming computer?
I would have, yeah, between the mixer and the streaming, I would have absolutely compressed and limited everything so that everything got limited. Now, next year, that's the other thing is we could theoretically get multiples next year so that we could separately compress the broadcast mics and the studio mics, because there's going to be some sound difference there. But you know what? But microphones are all mono anyway, and the limiter compressor I have is a dual channel, so we could theoretically run them through each channel. So run the broadcast mics through one channel and then run the studio mics through a separate one. So
no, but what I'm saying is would you compress limit from the mics going into the mixer, or from
out of the mixer? Usually what I did when I used to do the Q Nation show was I would compress and limit everything coming out of the mixer before it went into the headphone amp. So that way I was hearing the compressed and limited sound. I was hearing exactly what was going into the streaming server.
Does that have a noise gate component
yes.
as well?
Yes.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
Yeah, because then we could separately noise gate the audience mics.
And after the rest of our audience now is completely just snoozing, you know, everyone but the two of us, we're sitting here, we're completely like both hard talking about like noise gates and compressors and like geeking out. And everyone else is like, oh my God, could they get any more tech?
Screw it. That's what we are. We're tech geeks, whatever. Yeah, and I guess the other big piece of news that you don't know that I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, which is after we had our first fight as a power couple in Vegas, you know, because we are the new podcasting power couple, I believe I offended you by saying that you were not a programmer. And so I asked you last night if you would like to join me on writing the programming stuff for the website. And you said yes. So now you're locked into it. So
wow. Just lay the pressure on. Well, we just won't tell people what pieces of the website will be. Anything that's great, actually. No, anything that looks fabulous, I'll be like, that was me.
Actually, I think it was weird. You seem to be really gung-ho about handling any piece that involved people uploading photos as if you wanted to secretly shunt them off to,
right.
to
yeah.
yourself.
Well, yeah. you know, just my private stash, only if it's Gay Country West. any Aww. Photos of him? No, I think he will send those directly to me, actually. He, yes. So I enjoyed, you know, I don't know how much, I don't remember, even though I edited the live show and I actually did listen to the whole thing. I know you don't think that I listened to the whole thing, which sometimes I don't. You did say on one episode, you don't even listen to our show. But so I don't remember exactly what I said on the show, but I enjoyed meeting a few of the people. I guess I better not say who I enjoyed meeting the most, but I have to say you're a pretty good wingman.
Why, thank you.
You know, you were telling me that you were, and then something happened one evening
you
that
know,
I wasn't expecting to happen, and I'm not going to go into any detail.
No, just stop right there. Here's the thing. I'm an asshole. We all know that, right? I'm an asshole. That's a well-established fact. However, there's one thing you could never accuse me of being, which is a liar. So when I tell you that I'm good at something, you can just, you know, go ahead and put that in the bank. I'm a good wingman. I'm a great wingman. Think about it. All right. If for anyone out there, think about this. I have no shame. I am absolutely fine walking up to anybody saying anything at any time. I was not born with the shame gene. So I am absolutely fine in a public setting of, you know, performing at any given point in time. You know, privately, actually, I tend to be quite shy. But when I'm on, you know, when I'm on stage or if I'm have a mission to do something in a strange bar or whatever, I'm a great wingman, I think.
Well, you are, because, I mean, and your plan to brilliantly say that you needed to have someone determine how well I kissed.
You know what, Adam, just stop right there. Stop. You're just, no, we're not going down this road.
What road is that?
You know what? Lurie Dean is married, and for you to drag his name through the mud like this is just unconscionable.
I am not saying who it was, and no one's going to know. Gosh.
Except for he spells his name C-U-N-T. All right. So let's just move along then.
I'm not saying who that I had anything to do with. I'm just saying I met some lovely people.
I'm glad that you did. I met some lovely people, but not in the biblical sense.
Gene was really not at the Titanic exhibit. Let me tell you,
yes.
Gene and I both got a little bit wet. That's all I'm going to say. I mean,
you know,
it was
one thing that I took away from Pride 48, which I didn't really realize until I saw pictures of all of you guys next to me, which is I desperately need some less attractive co-hosts because I am like the fat chick at the bar, right? I mean,
whatever.
You know, no, all right. You know how like when you go out to the bar and there's always like that one friend that isn't as attractive as everyone else and you people like to be with him because you look that much better standing next to him. I'm that guy.
I am that guy as far as these podcasts go
because look, I've got Dr. West Stone, who, you know, everyone is, oh, he's dreamy, but he's an 80-year-old man. And if you can get past the smell of Gold Bond, I hear he's quite fun.
Well, I hear he's quite dangerous with the Gold Bond, evidently.
That's right. And then we have Adam, who is quite attractive. And then we have Gene, who is quite attractive. And then there's me, which I'm not saying that I'm dog ugly. I'm just saying that comparatively, it's like when people go to, if we were all standing together at the bar, I would not be the first person that their eyes went to.
Well, see, when you say stuff like that to or with the person that you're comparing yourself to, like I'm in the room, I'm listening to you say that, it puts me and Gene and Wes in a rather precarious situation. Because if we disagree with you and say, no, you're hot or whatever, then you're just going to think that we're disagreeing just because that's a nice thing to do. And that, you know, that is just what we have to do. On the other hand, if we were to totally agree with you.
Right, then you're assholes.
Then we're assholes. So there is nothing that the three of us could possibly say. We can't agree or disagree with that statement. Because either way, we're fucked.
Right.
I mean,
isn't that great how I set that up? It's almost as if I had a degree in psychology.
It puts us in this, but I don't agree with you. I don't think you have anything to be ashamed of.
No, the safest way out of that is just to say, well, you know, if everyone liked Fords, then Chevy would go out of business, meaning that different people have different tastes.
And that is true.
I did find out from someone after the event that they thought I was cute, but they didn't tell me until after the event. I was very upset by that. Not that anything would have happened because, you know, I was there with my husband, but I'm just saying, but it's always, it doesn't matter whether you're married or not. It's always nice to hear that people think you're cute. So
why no one told me I was attractive.
Oh, bullshit.
I mean,
people did all weekend long. That's all I fucking heard. Adam is so adorable. Oh, Adam is so cute.
That didn't come out quite the way that I wanted it to.
And that was just from Big Fatty.
I didn't mean to say it quite that way. Not that I was expecting people to say that I was attractive. What I was trying to say was, man, I wish everyone had told me that I was attractive because that would have really made me feel good about myself.
Wait, Adam, something has happened here. When did we get a door in the palatial Pride 48 studio?
I don't know. I thought we had those windows that that Wes had moved over.
Go into that. Now I got to find the goddamn door. Where's that at?
You're going to have to do that. You're going to
Oh, my God. Adam, look. It's international internet celebrity. Excuse me. International former internet celebrity, the Laconic Boy Scout himself.
Oh, my God. I've never met him before.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know.
Hi, Alden. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What brings you by the big palatial Pride 48 studios this evening?
Well, I heard you all had a great time in Las Vegas this last weekend.
We did, and you were jealous that you weren't there.
Of course.
Right, so you wanted to stop by and tell everyone in the internet world hello, right?
Yes.
Could this be more contrived at all?
It's a secret plan. He wants to take over for me. Everyone's going to write in. They're going to be like, we want Alden back. Screw
right.
Adam.
You know what, Alden? We've had a real hard time getting people to call our voicemail number. They just won't do it. Maybe if you made an impassioned plea for them to call our voicemail.
Why would you people not want to do that for Adam and Daniel?
Right. You're hurting Alden is what you're doing, really. Really, when you get right down to it.
I feel the pain in my chest, and it comes up through my throat, and I just can't talk.
Aw, so you know what, Alden, the last time that we had you on Dubious Intent, back in the old incarnation, you were going off to, I believe, become a astrophysicist or something?
Personal trainer, close enough.
Right, yeah, exactly. So,
I don't think an astrophysicist and a personal trainer have anything in common whatsoever.
I don't know, you know, astronauts need a lot.
They both have to take lots of science.
Right. Astronauts need a lot of physical training for their months of weightless inertness. I just made that up. But, are you completed with your schooling now?
I have.
Should we be calling you Dr. Thomas?
No, you can call me Alden Thomas, NSCA CPT.
That would be Alden Thomas Nistapop.
CPT stands for Certified Personal Trainer.
Oh, okay.
Do you have 12-pack abs or anything like that to show for all the work that you put in?
Alden has always had 12-pack abs.
Not on myself. I have to work on other people's.
Oh, I see. That as a personal trainer, you have to look that way yourself so that people can see in you what they want to achieve themselves, right?
There is some truth to that, yes.
That is. Do you guys remember that TV show, that horrible TV show called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Yes.
I've met Carson Kressley. Sorry.
Oh.
My problem with that show is and always has been Ted, the supposed food expert who could not weigh more than 50 pounds soaking wet. And I think it's the same concept here, which is, you know what, if I'm going to listen to some queen about what's good to eat, I want the fattest big old bear queen that eats food all the time. That's who I'm going to believe what's good, not some skinny little boy who's like, oh, I'm full.
Well, I do have to say that I did come out of it as the fittest I've ever been. but there are people who are more fit. So
well, there's always people
we'll just say
who are
that.
More fit. Right. All right.
Well,
so,
I can say that your face looks very fit.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You have very muscular looking face.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Alden has always looked good. This goes back to our previous conversation at the beginning of the show, which is I, for some reason, always have very attractive co-hosts. So I'm always like the fat chick at the bar with all my very attractive friends around me. So, which, you know, explains a lot.
Self-deprecation just doesn't go very far.
All right,
hey,
so,
Adam, that makes you the cute one.
Right.
Well, I like that title. I mean, that's fine, but I mean, I don't think Daniel should be putting himself down, you know, but, you know,
whatever. I wasn't putting myself down. I was just saying comparatively. I didn't say I was an unattractive person. I just said compared to all of you people, I am less attractive. That's all I'm trying to say.
See, I used to do that too, Adam. I would say, don't do that, Daniel, but it doesn't do any good. So, you know.
Have you never listened to Dubious Intent, Adam? Really, honestly.
Well, I know that you can't. Nobody can tell you anything. You're going to say whatever you want to.
You know what, Alden? We haven't heard from you in so long, and there's just a huge list of questions that I need to ask you. Number one: are the monkeys riding bikes?
No.
No. Have you yourself learned how to ride a bike yet?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so they're a minor victory. So
yeah, I believe at the height of it, we took a trip. You know the Pinellas Trail?
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
We rode it all the way from Walsingham Park in Largo up to Dunedin.
Right. And for those of you listening at home, that's like from point A to point B.
That's like 20 miles or something. So it's a long way.
So I seem to recall, because I did listen to the previous Dubious Intent, you didn't know how to ride a bike.
Correct.
And you were trying to teach your children
No, he didn't want his kids to ride bike, and part of the reason was is because he himself didn't know how to ride a bike.
I wanted them to ride a bike, but I didn't know how to show them how to do it.
All right, so now why aren't they riding bikes? Did they inherit your poor balance?
Kind of. They inherited more of the I don't want to go outside.
Ah, the old I don't want to go outside gene. Yes, that's a tricky one to overcome.
How old are they?
They are now 10 and 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Another 4 years and they're going to be right in Adam's target range.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
I no longer have children who are in the single digit ages. That's right. One thing.
Well, you're 2 years away from having a teenager, aren't you?
Oh, he's already a teenager.
Officially.
He went from 8 to 15. I mean, wow. He acts like one.
All right, so what else has been going on? Are you still with Christopher, International Man of Mystery?
Yes, I am.
And you are still both living separately?
Yes, we are.
Like an old 1950s couple. You have the separate twin beds, except in your case, they're just in different counties.
But I figured out my schedule with the kids now so that I have every other weekend all to myself. So. Oh. It's really every other weekend, all with Christopher.
Well, then that's not with yourself, then.
Yeah, I've never had a weekend all to myself.
I see. So you used to, let's say, when you back in your NDI, you were still working at the anime place. Are you still working at the anime place?
I am no longer.
You're no longer working at the anime place.
I'm no longer working at the anime place.
So what are you doing
kind
now?
Kind of scary. Nothing.
You're doing nothing.
No, I actually have. I have two clients now.
Two clients.
Yeah, I had a client, a training client, for most of this year, and I just got another one, and so that will help me.
You must be a really expensive trainer if two clients pay all of your bills.
It doesn't pay any of those. Okay. I need at least two more.
Do these training clients? Does this training session include a happy ending?
No. Okay. Usually too exhausted.
Because that would be more expensive, I'm told.
Are these women or men that you're training?
One female, one male.
Oh. All right, so well, then here's a cheap plug. So if you live in the Tampa Bay area and are in need of a highly qualified personal trainer, you should absolutely get in touch with Alden. Because
he needs two
more clients.
I'm actually a good deal, too.
Right. Guru Nudi is down there in Tampa, and he could stand some personal training.
So I'm stuck on this whole supporting yourself with two clients thing.
I'm not supporting
Did you win the lottery?
No, I'm not supporting myself with two clients. I've tried to apply for unemployment, and it's like not working. They don't want to give me any money.
Oh, I see. So you were working for the other place until recently?
Until about a month ago.
And that has ended on not that you wanted it to end. Is that
right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
However, I will just say this. If you would just stop hating your drawing because you are so damn talented at it, I think that you could make a fair amount of side business there on doing graphics and stuff.
You would think so.
But you're not trying to do that I'm aware of.
I'm sort of trying.
All right. If you need any graphics for your website or Android or iPhone app that you might be developing, then you should also contact Alden.
So this episode of DI Plus is a telethon for Alden.
Right, yes, that's right.
And everyone that calls in, for everyone that calls in, we will donate.
We're not donating no money because I'm broke.
Wait, cheaploobs.com will donate for every voicemail that we get.
That's right.
For every person that calls in, you'll get a doodle or something.
A doodle. Oh, you have a horrible track record at giving out those things. I'm still waiting for my picture that I paid for like 2 years ago. I think we could probably. Oh, my God.
What?
That was really loud.
Sorry.
It's all those new muscles that you have on you. When you were throwing away that Coke, it just like you were crushing it with your with the sheer power of your fingers.
I don't drink soda.
I was in awe. No, what I was going to say was, I'm sure I could talk cheaplubes.com into donating like an 8-ounce bottle of lube to you for every phone call. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. For every phone call that we get, we will send Alden an 8-ounce bottle of lube.
And he probably needs a lot of lube because he only has like 2 weekends a month with Christopher.
Right.
So
right.
The rest of the time.
I know. And that, you know,
that'd be
lube.
Good for my car.
Right. Yeah, you could use that instead of getting an oil change. That would be great. So, why weren't you in Vegas this year? And a follow-up question to that, will you be coming to Vegas next year?
I probably wasn't in Vegas this year because I'm, you know, poor. Now? No, I wasn't planning on it because I had kids, probably. I don't
right.
know.
Well,
was
so
he invited?
Are you Yes, well, everyone was invited.
Well, no, but I mean, had you, because you don't listen to podcasts, really, do you?
Every once in a blue moon.
Because I was going to say, I mean, if you don't listen to podcasts, you probably didn't even know that it was happening or anything.
No,
so.
I knew it was happening. I listened, I've been listening to you guys.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to Game Night guys, because...
Right. With Brian and
because I think Brian and Mike are wonderful guys, so they are deserving of a listen as well.
They were up until the point that they made fun of me on a show, and now they're just dead to me. whatever you're doing with that cup is coming across really loudly, so stop playing with the cup. We'll provide you with a glass here in the Palatial Pride 48 studio. I'm sure we can get a sweater monkey to go out and get that for you. But all right, well, Alden, it's been great to see you. Adam, do you have anything? You know, this is like a big thing for you to finally meet Alden.
I know. I'm all like awestruck and everything. So I know it's my show now and not yours, but I would love a live Adam song.
Oh, yes.
Because I know I don't call and leave voicemails to my own show, but I would just feel special if I got a live version.
Live version. Oh, how does it go?
Wait, I'll remind you here. It was in the style of
Jason Mraz.
Jason Mraz, and it was...
There was that, did you get my message?
Right. Hey, Adam, did you get our message?
Adam... Did you get our message? The one I left, and I hope that you,
you had to start
over. I don't
over.
Know the words. Yeah.
Yeah, you made the words
okay,
up.
Okay,
I don't remember
okay.
it.
I
can tell you what
up.
The words were.
Oh, okay. Tell him what the words were. Then.
Oh, shoot. Oh, Adam, hey, we got your message. The one that you sent something with the sweet intent. And a minute or less.
When you call to confess and make all your troubles go bye-bye. Yeah, we got your message because
we don't answer the phone.
All right, now put it all together.
No, you have to put it all together, though.
Okay. Hey, Adam, well, we got your message, the one you left, and we hope that you left it with your sweet intent in a minute or less when you called to confess and make all of your troubles go bye-bye. Yeah, we got your message, because we don't answer the phone.
Such naked, unbridled talent.
I'm blushing.
All right, Adam?
Yes?
Well, excuse me, I'm sorry, Alden?
Yes, sir?
Did you want to kiss him?
No. I wish I'd have been recording the video. I may never see your face ever again.
Oh, that's not true. You'll see it next year in Vegas.
You guys can ask me back on the show if you want.
No, one time. One time only.
Just once? Okay.
No. Actually, you know what? If anyone wants to send in an email for Alden, whatever, we will. It turns out that he only has his kids every other Thursday night when we record.
Yes.
So I think the soonest we could get you back would be 2 weeks from now. But
yes.
Absolutely. No, if you guys want to, you know, you can maybe even call a voicemail message or whatever. We'll save it.
I'm going to say that they can do all that. But if we get a bunch of people saying, hey, bring Alden back. Get rid of Adam.
No,
that will not happen.
See, Adam, you talk a lot more than I do.
But your voice is so much cuter than mine is.
You know what we could do is we could just get Alden to record a couple of drops, you know, like, Right, and we'll just play those throughout the show.
Right.
Just pretend like he's there. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the stuffed bottle of lube, Alden Thomas. and we'll just put a wig on it. It'll be great. It'll be great. Trust me. I got nothing.
Great.
No. Yeah.
I've been relegated to a bottle of lube in the corner, you know, next to the bed.
What? No, not next to the bed. That would just be tacky.
Well, at least you're not a crumpled up piece of tissue on the floor. I mean, you're the lube bottle next to the bed.
That's right. You're the guy that people go to first.
Right.
full of hope and good thoughts. And, you know, the crumpled up tissue is the dude that everyone goes to afterwards when they're in dreams.
Until you've emptied me out of all of my contents, and then I'm nothing but a former shell of myself.
Right. And then we'll just replace you by going to cheaplubes.com, the one-stop shop on the internet for all your personal lubrication needs. Exactly. Alden, it was so great to see you. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm so happy I got to meet you, kind
of. You too.
I mean, I'm sure we've talked. I think I might have been on the show or something at one point, but when you were on there. But I've never seen your face, like, in person, so.
I know you have.
Via the magic of Google Hangout. I mean.
That's right.
I know, this
you're
is
actually
pretty
in
cool.
the studio.
That's right. All right. Well, goodbye, Alden.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alden Thomas.
I don't know if I can't continue on. I'm all flustered after he's really cute.
Well,
damn.
That's because, as we've said, he's one of my co-hosts, and they're by definition.
No, but cute. I mean, he's really cute. If he wasn't with somebody and didn't live in Florida and things.
Wait, there's another if in there. And if he was interested. See, there's a whole bunch of ifs there.
That was such an asshole thing to say.
Well,
I mean,
we've established
if you were single, he might be interested. You don't know
he
that.
He might, but I'm just saying you can't just start a sentence by saying if he was here and if he was single, then I would be with him, because he may have no interest in being with you.
Well, I'm just saying that there are sometimes whenever...
You know, he's a responsible father. Maybe he doesn't want, you know, you giving a bad influence to his children.
Oh, that's true. I wouldn't be a bad influence. I'm a very...
Are you kidding me? You're a trumpet player. They're notorious for being like a horrible...
Other than
influence.
Sex... I had like 3 drinks the whole weekend that we were in Vegas, and I've never had a drug in my life. So other than sex, I'm a saint. I go to church every week.
Just play the
And no, what I was going to... You didn't
just
know.
Play the
you,
thing.
You cut me off. What I was going to say is there are those cases where you think you have a crush on someone, but you haven't met them or, you know, whatever, and you meet them and your hopes and dreams are just dashed and they don't meet your expectations at all. And then there are those other times, shut up. And then there are those other times where you meet someone that you had a crush on and the crush is like doubled or tripled. I have the biggest crush on him. But anyway, I mean, that's beside the point. But wow, that was really nice.
The news.
Okay, so...
I can't believe you're still doing this segment. After, it was so much better with a live audience that I don't think there's anything we could ever do in the news segment ever that could even approach how great it was.
Well, you know what? I did want to mention one thing about the news, because we actually had the audience begging me to continue a news story. So I just want to tell you, that is vindication for me and my fucking news stories. That is all I've got to say. So I have to read this this headline first, because I just think it's one of the best.
No, isn't that normally how we read news stories?
I don't know.
First?
I don't know. But anyway, no. Sometimes I just start the story. This headline is like one of the best headlines that I possibly have ever seen. Gordon Ramsay's dwarf porn double found dead in a badger den.
You know what makes that funny is the badger den. You know, up until then it was cute, but the badger den, I think, really sells it.
So in a bizarre case that would have even topped CSI's top. Oh my God, whoever wrote this sentence.
Honey Badger don't care. That sentence structure is great. Honey
I'll
badger
read
don't
it.
Give a
I'll
shit.
Read it exactly the way they wrote it. In a bizarre case that would have even. CSI's top invest oh would have even CSI's top investigator stumped, a dwarf porn star who was Gordon Ramsay's doppelganger was found dead in a badger den in the UK.
Oh my God. Do you ever watch those horrible CSI shows?
I not anymore. I mean, they've been going on for like 20 years.
I know, but you know that CSI Miami, which is that David Caruso one where every single episode, all it is it's just the entire show revolves around a single punchline with him like pulling off his glasses and saying something incredibly stupid. So all I could see would be him walking up to the dead dwarf sitting there and him pulling off his glasses and go, looks like somebody got the short end of the stick. And then it would go into their theme song. Wow! All right, go ahead.
Well, so Percy Foster, star of X-Rated.
That's not a real name.
Well, that's what it says his name is. Okay. I need to be able to see this. So, Percy Foster, star of X-rated movie. Okay, wait. Listen to this. This is the title of this movie. Hi ho, hi ho. It's up your arse we go.
You know, it must be British porn then, because it's arse.
Well, yeah. I mean, Gordon Ramsay is British, and this guy is also some form of UKite. Was about to be rocketed into the ranks of celebrity porn lookalikes due to his resemblance to the Hell's Kitchen host when his partially eaten body was discovered in a badger's den. And actually, he looks strikingly similar to Gordon Ramsay. Anyway, according to a report in UK tabloid The Sunday Sport, the 3'6" actor was found deep in an underground chamber by Ministry of Agriculture experts ahead of a planned badger gassing program.
I just want to throw it to the audience. I believe we actually have one of the investigators here, you know. And
right, but anyway, I mean, that just caught me. The headline and the name of his porn. Hi ho, hi ho. Oh God. Okay, the task for the fresh-faced kindergarten students was to bring important family items for show and tell.
But all right, children, your task today is to bring important items for show and tell.
But one kindergartner floored his teacher and local law enforcement officers when police say he pulled his mother's crack pipe and an ounce of drugs from his backpack.
Mommy says she loves this more than me.
The child's mother was charged with possession of a controlled substance and one count of first-degree child endangerment. A family friend at their home told the news station that the boy is now being cared for by loved ones. Sweet Springs Elementary School officials contacted police on September 6th about 8:30 a.m. Superintendent Donna Wright told police that students had been asked to bring, quote, pictures of their family for show and tell, according to court documents. The teacher told police that the boy produced for his show and tell family items the pipe and several baggies of rocks, according to court records. The rocks tested positive for methamphetamine. Altogether, the drugs totaled about an ounce and were worth about $3,700, officials said.
See, this is why it's bad that I don't know anything about drugs. That's just for a little bag of rocks, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, the headline on that was "Kindergartner Brings Mom's Crack Pipe Drugs to Show and Tell," police say. Well, that was our news because we do two stories a week.
That's right. We do two. Well, except when we're doing it in front of a live audience, and then you suddenly hit me with a third one.
Well, you know, we had an hour, and I liked the third one. So
can I just say one thing about the live studio audience that participated in the news stories last week? Larry Queen. Q Sledge from the Brainhammer podcast was right there with the quick lines on the little piggy story, not to mention Big Fatty playing the part of the 83-year-old woman. I think Guru Nudi also came up and gave us some lines, and was it Laughing Buddha or Tim in Alaska, one of the two that came up and gave us some. Anyway, everyone that participated in that was hilarious. It was great. And that
it was like that was, a big old Dubious Intent Plus
it
play.
Was. It's kind of like the old days. It's just that controlled mayhem. It was great, and it was wonderful. I that was so fun.
You know, it was kind of like the Gong Show. I just needed a big hook to drag people off.
That's what it is. And you know what? I'm sure that our fabulous plussies out there have been calling in from Vegas and leaving us lots and lots of voicemails. So I just can't wait to get to the contact section.
Well, we have birthdays first.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then okay. We'll get to the contact section.
Aw. Why do you people have to keep getting older? You're just dragging us down.
I know you can't wait, but this is what we call a teaser. So after the birthdays, we will get to contact. So don't anyone fear. Don't fear at all. So I don't have the birthday theme, and we didn't plan
that.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
It's a short list this week because I ran out of time, mainly. Mm-hmm. And we
only care about celebrities.
Well, that's not true, but I mean, it's a celebrity site that I go to, so.
Right.
Once again, we're going to play some theme songs, and you're going to guess the birthday. Mm-hmm. So let's start with our first one.
That would be the mayor of Quahog.
I have no idea if that is some reference that's correct, but I don't think so.
The mayor of Quahog is Adam West, former TV's Batman.
Yes, it is. I'm getting the "Are you still there?" thing. Hold on. Yes, it is Adam West. And Adam West, let me see how old he is so I can tell everybody. He turned 83.
Wow.
Isn't he? I think he still does voice acting. I believe
that's
someone had said he's on...
He's the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy. He does the voice.
I don't watch that, but okay.
Ah.
But I had heard that he does voice work. Okay, here's another one for you.
Come and knock on our door. Okay, I'm going to go with Mr. Farley.
No.
Oh, he's probably dead. That would be, what's his name from the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah, he is dead. That would be, Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. So is it John Ritter?
It is maybe? John Ritter, who actually is also dead. But, you knew that,
right?
That
has never stopped you before from
celebrating a birthday. No, it has never stopped me before.
Death does not stop you from counting their birthday.
Well, I still want to celebrate. He would have been 63.
Oh, he died young.
He did die. Didn't he have a heart attack or something like that?
Well, taken away from us too soon.
He was on that really popular show, and they had to end the show because he wasn't.
Right.
Okay, and here's another one. Now, there were two TV shows associated with this person, mm-hmm. but I chose this one because I thought it was the more famous of the two.
Now you've given it away.
So, really? Just because I said it was two TV shows?
Okay, pot it down just a little bit. See, the reason that you gave it away is because you said he, right? So I knew, I saw the name Dallas over here on the Dropbox. All right, so I'm going to say that the only reason you didn't use the other theme song is because you used it previously when you wished his co-host, Barbara Eden, a happy birthday. And this would, of course, be Larry Hagman, famous for I Dream of Jeannie and Dallas.
Yeah, you're right. Well, the main reason I didn't do the I Dream of Jeannie theme song is because most people would think of Jeannie
right.
when you play that one and not him.
Right.
But I Dream of Jeannie...
I would think of Major Hathaway or whatever.
Major Nelson.
Nelson, there you go.
Well, anyway, happy birthday. He is still alive. And in fact, I heard that TNT is doing a remake of Dallas.
Really?
And that he is going to be in it. I don't
know if it'll... Are they going to shoot him again? Because that would be awesome.
Well, wasn't that a dream? Didn't they explain that away as a dream sequence or something?
Yeah, that whole season was, Patrick Duffy was dreaming.
Well, anyway, so he turned 80.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
And I hear that he is going to be in... I think it's going to be like one of those things where it's like... is it Melrose Place where they brought in a new cast, a younger cast?
Oh,
and
no, that
whatever.
Was 90210, I think.
Or whatever. Yeah, so it's going to be something similar, I think, to that, where it's like the kids of the people who were on Dallas. But
so
he'll
just
be like
rich,
grandpa.
Spoiled, obnoxious kids. That'll be awesome. Wait, isn't that just the real world on MTV?
Something like that. So now I know we've all been waiting for this section.
Play it.
And I'm so glad that we have Google Plus Hangouts and I can see you dancing.
I know. You get to see me do the white girl.
Yeah,
isn't
you look very nice with your underwear on your head.
Well, you know, I was just trying to keep in spirit of the 80s.
All right. So the first one here says, "Hey, Adam, my name is John. My boyfriend and I met you at a pool party like 2 years ago up in North Dallas."
Wait, this is like your personal email. They didn't even say hi to me or anything.
"Hey, Adam and Daniel, we met you at a pool party." "Anywho, I'm glad you're doing fine. Thank you for posting up episode 100 and telling us what happened to you, blah, blah, blah. I just happened to hear a little intro about Pride 48 in Las Vegas while I was listening to Spanking B. Arthur's podcast and heard something about dubious intent. So I quickly subscribed to that podcast and was glad to hear you again. Keep it up. The new show sounds great. I still
except for the live show, which was a tad overmodulated. Did he put that in there?
No, he didn't. This is before the live show. I'm sure he'll send us another email. I still have a few more episodes to catch up. Take care and stuff, and I hope you find a nice corn-fed boy up there in Arkansas."
Cool, there you go. Thank you, John, even though I was not specifically mentioned in that. But
well,
thank
he
you,
mentioned
John.
The show.
I will just muscle myself into that thank you there, because that's what I do.
So the next one says, this is from Mark, and it says, "Hey, guys, just listened to 48 show live. Thanks for the entertainment, great job, and in a good time zone. If you don't get much contact, it is because we are all the strong silent types."
That's what it is. The plussies are the strong silent types.
Take care, Mark. And then it says, another one from him. It says, "Hi, guys. Okay, two emails in short succession. Either means you've done good or been bad, which may, of course, be the same thing. Hope you didn't catch..." And it says, "Hope you didn't catch cold, Adam." Maybe he means because I was naked. I'm not sure.
Yes, because anyway, you were naked on that show.
"Been dropping in and out of Pride 48 and just wanted to say thanks for all the hard work. I followed for a couple of years now and not been disappointed. It's a great show and a great bunch of folk. Of course, we do realize that without you two, it wouldn't happen. So it's definitely worth the airport body searches. From a listener point of view, Daniel, a one-stop shop sounds like a good idea. I'd certainly use it. Take care, boys. Again, thanks, Mark. P.S. Pride 48 down under? I'm sure Arthur would be up for that. Okay, I admit it's a hell of a hike, but I'm sure we could show you folks some hospitality or something like that."
All right, now wait. There's several things there that have to be responded to. Number one, if something were to happen to Adam and I tomorrow, Pride 48 would still go on. Just because we do a lot of the technical stuff here does not mean that we are the only people capable of doing it. There are plenty of
I'm the only one capable of doing what I do. Right. No one could replace Adam.
I'm just saying. But here's the thing. Here's what cannot be replaced, which is all of the listeners and all the other shows that participate. Otherwise, you would just be listening to Adam and I for 48 hours, and nobody wants to do that. Secondly, when he says that a one-stop shop sounds great, I just want to point out to folks, he's not talking about cheaplubes.com. He is talking about the conversation that I had at the end of the Gay Country Boy show, where I was talking about kind of the plans for Pride 48. So get a chance to listen to that, or come listen to State of the Station on November 7th.
And I know Mark, but I always get him confused with this other listener that I used to have. But I'm almost positive it's Mark in New Zealand. So,
yeah, well, it sounds like it.
Well, there's one in Australia and there's one in New Zealand.
I know, but he's like down under, which would be New Zealand, which is not Australia.
So,
but,
Mark...
And apparently Mark has not heard that Arthur will be here next year. So we're doing Pride 48 again in Vegas next year, and Arthur will be there. So
I want to say, though, I would love to visit New Zealand. And I know people now in Australia and New Zealand both, and from listeners of my shows that I've done. And I would love
Mark,
to go.
You know what, Mark? We will try to do Pride 48 2013 in New Zealand. If we can all just stay at your house, because after that airfare, we're not going to be able to afford anything.
Better start saving now.
Can we all just crash at your house? Is it okay if we just drag about 100 people into your house for a few days?
They don't drink much.
No, they don't drink well.
And Donna Sugars didn't have like 500 dresses and wigs that she'd have to like put all over your house, all over the
couches.
Donna
Sugars had a room to herself, and I walked in there one time. Half of the room was filled with her clothes that she, which by the way, she sewed most of those outfits that she brought herself.
Well, she said that she put the little do not disturb sign up on the room the entire time because, in her words, they ain't coming in my room and stealing my shit.
That's right. That's right. That's because she had actually handcuffed two small boys in there. Anyway, no, it doesn't matter.
I believe you had an email that I didn't get. So.
I do. I have an email. This comes from Larry from Q Sledge, who I previously thanked for some stuff. And it's something that kind of struck me. It kind of got me in the heart because this is something that we don't really think about a lot because, you know, we came out a million years ago. And it's hard to remember when you first came out, you know, come out to your family.
It depends on your definition of coming out, because I'm still in the midst.
Okay. Well, for those of us that have come out to our family and whatnot when we were younger, it is a huge relief. It is just, you know, and you just want to shout it to the world because suddenly all of your carefully guarding your words and whatever goes away because you're no longer having to pretend like you're something that you're not. And it's really is a great moment in your life. So I just wanted to share this with you. It says, excuse me, it says, "Hello, Daniel. I wanted to thank you and Adam for Pride 48, for giving me a voice and the courage to do what I did today. The weekend in Vegas had a profound effect on me, and when I came home, the first thing I did after I safely parked the car was to call my mother and tell her I was gay. Then I went over to her house, and we had a talk, and she was great. Pride 48 and all of its podcasters and listeners helped me come to this point when I most likely would not have done so on my own." I just thought that was so ridiculously awesome.
Wow.
And that makes every piece of lost sleep and fretting over cords and technical issues and screaming at people and being in a hot sauna room and everything. It makes all of it worth it.
Well, I was in a hot sauna, but it was by choice.
Right. I prefer the cold sauna. I don't know if you knew that. But anyway, so Larry, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we're just beyond pleased that we could be in any way, shape, or form associated with something.
I am really appreciative that he shared that with us because, yeah, I mean, it just, you know, we try to be comical on this show and not be too, you know, sappy and boring and whatever. But
right.
I want to say once again that this weekend, I wish I could have bottled the weekend because, I was telling you this last night when we were just talking on the phone, meeting all these wonderful people and people that I actually have stuff in common with. And I know a lot of us are in the same boat where we're in these towns where we don't have a lot of friends or maybe even any friends that we have anything in common with. And I was just like, man, if we just all lived on like an island together all the time, I mean, it was so much fun. It was great.
It was
a really good weekend. We actually have a voicemail.
I know. I'm so excited.
And you know, I have to say, because I really have a thing for the accents. So any of you people from other countries that want to leave voicemails, those are especially welcome because I love.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Justin.
Justin, you mean? Justin from Australia?
Yes.
How do you know him?
He was from your show, but he's on Twitter. I follow him on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Oh, Justin is hot. Oh,
anyway,
so
just play the voicemail. Play the voicemail.
Anyway, this voicemail is from Scotty, Aussie Battler, I believe. He has his own podcast. So, Little Aussie Battler. So here we go.
That's because he's part Irish, which makes him like a leprechaun.
G'day, Adam. G'day, Mr. Brewer. This is Scotty, a little Aussie Battler, calling from, well, funnily enough, you guessed it, Australia.
Australia, where funnily is a word.
I wish I could call you on your phone number that you're bitching of that no one calls you, but maybe that's because you've got a phone number that ends in a plus sign. Now, I don't know how the phones work in America, but in the rest of the world, you have to put the plus at the beginning before the country code.
No.
And I've dialed and I've dialed, and putting the plus sign at the end just does not connect. So I'm sending you this old-fashioned email voice letter. I was going to post it on Daniel's Facebook page, but
right, that's deleted. Yeah.
I wanted Adam to hear it too. Yeah. Okay, love your work, love your podcast.
Thank you,
Scotty. See you in Vegas.
All right, just to clarify here, all right, it's not, when we say 2x2, it's not 2x2, it's 2by2. And when we say 2x2di plus, we mean DIPLUS.
I think it's a big fail. I think that your whole mnemonic thing that you came
whatever.
Up with just
what's the
it was
actual
a,
phone number? What's the actual
a,
phone
I
number?
I don't know.
It's 2x2.
I don't know. It would take me 5 minutes to sit here and try to figure. I don't have an actual phone next to me.
I'm gonna figure it out. While you talk, I'll figure it out.
Well, thank you, Scotty, for the voicemail, for as you said, the voice letter. I believe someone else, I think Big Fatty calls it voice letters. Is that what he calls them?
Yeah, he calls them voice letters.
The voice letters, whatever.
Yes.
poor Big Fatty, or whatever he says. Mm-hmm. I had a lovely time. I didn't get to mention this on the show because it was the day after, but I had a lovely time at the Blue Moon Resort with Big Fatty and a couple of other people. We went skinny dipping in the pool. And
well, by definition, if he was there, you were fat dipping.
Well, he didn't actually, you know what? He didn't get in. He kept his clothes on.
Well, of course
the
not, because the water, there would be no water left in the pool had he gotten
and
in.
He introduced me to some porn star that I didn't mm-hmm. really know anything about, Michael Brandon.
Michael Brandon.
And at one point, people were throwing little Nerf balls at Michael Brandon, and he was batting them away with his cock. But we had a lovely time.
Sounds like
it. Yeah, it was great. So,
by the way, just before you play the ending tag there, our voicemail number is 229, area code 229-234-7587.
So if anybody wants to contact us, they should dial that number.
What was it, one more time?
229-234-7587.
And remember, if you don't call us, you're going to make Alden sad.
3, 2, 1. Well, I'm beat. We didn't even have a list. We did not have anything to go on at all.
It's kind of like being in Vegas all over again.
And I'm so tired after the long weekend, and I haven't even had a chance to catch up on sleep or anything. In fact, I'm so tired that I can't feel my face.
Plus was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, or for those of you who are alphabetically challenged, 229-234-7587. You can also send an email. I am Daniel J. Brewer. He is adamburns.uk. Both of them end in @gmail.com. Of course, you can always check everything out on the website, dubiousintent.com. Ugh, how long am I going to sound like shit? I need to, replace my mixer.
Yeah, well, you just have to get the mixer with all the nice little effects that no one even knew that you used to make your voice sound so good.
I know. Who knew that my natural sounding voice was a chipmunk? The people at the drive-thru, clearly.
You had a button on that thing that just, it was called the Daniel button. You had it specially installed, and that's what was busted on the way back.
All right, well, it doesn't matter if I replace it or not because I'm going to be on vacation. Well, not, I'm going to be out of town for the next 2 weeks, but we will still be recording on this crappy-sounding stuff. So anyway, we might even have another guest. Bye, everyone.
Bye.